T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Firefighters are getting a helping hand in the wake of data showing that they face a greater risk of cancer than other occupations.
FDNY Chief Medical Officer Dr. David Prezant says a study shows that the support and no-cost health care provided by the 9/11 health program works.
We have shown and just published early in this summer that our cancer survival rates in our World Trade Center health patients are superior, are longer than those of other cancer patients in New York State.
Now the American Cancer Society joining with the International Association of Firefighters to bring a similar program to all firefighters, IAFF General President Ed Kelly.
You know, this partnership with the American Cancer Society.
Occupational cancer is the leading cause of death among fire and EMS personnel. Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds in Little Italy.
Winds News Time 307. Well, nurses concerned about staff shortages rallied today outside Staten Island University Hospital. RN Bersin Uzian Falasi was among them. She was live today with our Bridget Quinn on the 1010 Winds Newsline.
There was already about 60 unfilled nursing positions before COVID hit. And now with between the mandates, staff burnouts and retention, and their lack of posting positions, the staffing shortage is just getting worse. It's to a very scary degree.
Staten Island University Hospital says it assesses and invests in nurse staffing on an ongoing basis, despite the nationwide shortage of nurses. Calming words today from Governor Hochul, saying this is not cause for alarm after a recent visitor to New York City became the second person in the nation to test positive for the new Omicron variant of the coronavirus. It's a man who lives in Minnesota and began having mild symptoms after returning home. Health officials say he had been vaccinated and is already recovering. The man attended the anime convention at the Javits Center late last month, but Governor Hochul has already outlined a plan for dealing with this Omicron case linked to the city.
Governor Kathy Hochul says health officials will be able to trace the participants at the Javits Center.
And we encourage people who have been at a conference recently at the Javits Center during the dates of November 18th and 22nd that they also get tested.
The event required vaccination in the names of everyone attending. The governor says more is being learned about the Omicron variant. Labs are ramping up to identify it.
So I don't want anyone to panic over this.
She says the best defense is the vaccine and the booster shot. She has no plans to shut down the economy because she says better tools are in place. Juliette Papa, 1010 Winds News.
Mayor de Blasio, meanwhile, releasing a statement saying we should assume there's already been community spread. Although the event did require masks and complied with the city's vaccine mandate, he suggests anyone who attended the anime convention get tested immediately, especially if they're having symptoms, and take other precautions like keeping a social distance. This coming winter means cold weather will be pushing more people indoors when the coronavirus is more likely to spread. Well, the NYPD now asking for help to find the suspect in a hate crime on a Manhattan subway platform last weekend. They released photos of a man who randomly attacked a 54-year-old woman who was waiting for an Uptown One train at West 116th Street and Broadway in Morningside Heights. Police say he shouted Asian slurs while whacking the victim from behind with the handlebars from his bicycle. It happened last Saturday around 6:30 at night. The woman has minor back injuries. We posted photos of the suspect at 1010winds.com. If he looks familiar, police hope you will contact them. New York City was, of course, once the global epicenter of the coronavirus pandemic, but the latest figures show the city may be handling COVID better now than some counties just outside the five boroughs.
Long Island is running up the numbers in COVID cases. It's more than double the rate to New York City, according to the state. This Nassau resident points to Suffolk as the problem.
Nassau County, Everybody get vaccinated in Nassau County.
Suffolk is higher than Nassau, but only by 1.1%. But combined, the transmission rate exceeds New York City by 3.1%.
Because it's politic, so people don't get vaccinated for reason, politic reason.
Kathy Pepillardo from South Hempstead says she doesn't hold too much stock on the numbers.
I don't know anybody that's dying, and I don't know anyone that's in the hospital, so I would make an assumption that it's basically the same as it's been for a while now.
Darius Ranzi is 1010 Winds on Long Island.
The state controller is going public with some concerns about the long-term financial health of the MTA, and he says its 20-year capital needs assessment is overdue for an update. A new report from Tom DiNapoli's office says that although the MTA is due to get a large infusion of infrastructure funds from the federal government, the agency is wrestling with an overdue list of repairs and upgrades, plus growing debt. The report says vital upgrades to subway cars and signals are running behind schedule and adds that the MTA needs to pay more attention to the growing threat climate change poses to mass transit. 1010 Winds has reached out to the MTA for comment.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.